All right, good stuff. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. And someone who is certainly a friend of the troops over many decades is our next guest, actor and philanthropist Gary Sinise. His Gary Sinise Foundation, as I said, more than 40 years of supporting our nation's heroes and veterans. And Gary, welcome to the show. I know that you guys have been busy out in Southern California helping people with the wildfires. Is that right?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. You bet.
Gary, great. Great to have you here.
Well, thank you. We were supporting in the Palisades and Altadena and just making sure that they know we're here for them, providing, you know, our services and whatnot. We have a whole first responder outreach program at the Gary Sinise Foundation. So these natural disasters, plus we have a...
Uh-oh. I think my studio drove through a tunnel.
Oh, no, we lost him.
Yeah, we did. We'll get him. We'll get him back, though.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
darn.
When I think about...
so much.
Isn't it weird that Forrest Gump came out, let's see, 93. So we're talking 32 years ago?
That's when I went to the junket. Yeah, God, I'm old. Yeah. Yes.
I know how you feel.
It's wonderful because I got to interview everybody, including the director and, of course, Hanks and, of course, Denise. And they didn't think the movie was going to do good at all. They were very worried about it because it was so radical.
Well, it's so quirky. It's just all the things at the end with the catchphrases and, you know, meeting the president and playing football for Alabama. There was nothing like it before. And then, you know, he was so... I don't even know if you could make that movie now because I think people would complain, oh, you're making fun of a special needs person.
Right, right. That's what they were most concerned about, really, was that the character of Forrest Gump people would laugh at. And that was not the intent of Robert Zemeckis, the director, or Tom Hanks, or Gary Sinise. And, oh, man, it was wonderful to see it and then know that it became this huge hit.
I think that's why they had to kind of make him a badass, like going into the tunnels in Vietnam and making him a little bit tough as well. All right, we got disconnected. We do have Gary Sinise back with us.
Good.
And, Gary, I know you said you were helping out in the Palisades and Altadena. You also have, it's coming out next Friday, Brothers After War, a film that your foundation supported as well, which is, you know, fresh as today's headlines. Tell us a little bit more about that plot, please.
Yeah, thanks so much. A week from today, February 28th, we're opening Brothers After War, which is a follow-up film to a film that we actually did about over 10 years ago called Brothers at War. My buddy Jake Rademacher, filmmaker, had two brothers serving in Iraq, and he embedded over there with their units and then followed other units around, and he made a movie called Brothers at War. I got involved as executive producer then, and, you know, here we, you know, oh, about 2018 or so, I was talking to Jake, and I said, you know, what happened, what do you think happened to a lot of the guys that were in the first film? Where are they? What are they doing? How are they doing? And we decided to make a follow-up film, and Jake found out where everybody was and went and spent time with them, and most of them are out of the service now. They're all veterans, so we wanted to know how they were doing. You know, how was the transition out of military service into the civilian sector? And it's a very positive movie that really examines the veteran experience in Iraq and Afghanistan, and then, you know, what it's like for the military family to go through the transition from military service to civilian life. It's a beautiful movie, a beautiful documentary.
Wow, that sounds positive, and I needed to hear that, Gary, because I'm feeling negative about our current administration's attitude toward the VA and toward veterans.
Well, what we try to do at the Gary Sinise Foundation is provide as many services as possible. You know, I don't think the government can do everything that is needed to support the millions and millions of veterans and military families that are out there. So thank God that there's thousands of nonprofits out there filling the gaps. And we're one of them, just trying to provide as many services as we can.
When we were trying to hook up with you, we came in with some of your son Max music that we were listening to, and of course you faced the tragedy that has no words when you lost him. Can you just tell us a little bit more about what the foundation has done for research and to help other people that have been afflicted with such a case, Gary?
Well, yeah, sadly, my son was diagnosed with a very rare cancer called chordoma. We found out he had a orange-sized tumor on his sacrum at the base of his spine in 2018, and that began a 5.5-year cancer fight. There's no drugs to cure this particular cancer. You can sometimes remove the tumor off the spine and get it all, and it's cured, but about 30% of the time. And this is only maybe 300 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with this each year. Maybe 70% of the time they can take the tumor out and it's gone, but 30% of the time it comes back, and that's what happened to our son. And that began a very long battle. He was a drummer. He went to USC Music School. He was a great composer. He wrote music for the Gary Sinise Foundation. He worked for the Gary Sinise Foundation. But the cancer really disabled him, and he was paralyzed from the chest down in a hospital bed, fighting this cancer over and over, 25 different drugs, multiple radiation and surgery. The cancer kept getting harder to deal with, and he kept fighting, and so he didn't deal with music for quite a long time. And then the last year of his life, at the beginning of 2023, he said to me, "Dad, there's a piece of music that I wrote in college, and I never finished it, and I'm thinking I'd like to go back and try to finish it." And I encouraged him to do it. He started working on it. That was about February of 2023. By July of 2023, he was in the studio with an orchestra recording this beautiful, amazing piece called Arctic Circles. You can see it on his YouTube channel, Max Sinise YouTube. There's a video of it. And there are many other videos. And he ended up, after that, going back into the studio in November and recording an entire album. And he heard that album by the end of December. We had a listening party and a viewing party for the new videos. And about 2 days later, he went into the hospital with having trouble breathing, and he died 6 days later. But he saw the album come to life. He's heard the music. And then after he died, I found all this other music that he'd written. So I went to work and created a second album. His album's called Resurrection and Revival. You can see it at GarySinisFoundation.org. And the second album is Resurrection and Revival Part 2. It's all this other music that I found on his laptop and his iPad and his Dropbox files, all this stuff he'd written and tucked away, beautiful music. So now there's two albums out there. You can download them as well, Max Sinise, Resurrection and Revival. You can download them. You can buy the vinyl at GarySiniseFoundation.org, and it's beautiful because he wanted to make a vinyl. He just wanted to have some vinyls to hand to people, you know, a vinyl album. Yes. And here's my record. Yes. And we ended up making 5,000 of them, and he's almost sold 5,000 of them. So we got to print another batch of his record because it's really beautiful. And the proceeds go to the Gary Sinise Foundation.
And what does that foundation do exactly, Gary?
Pardon me?
What does your foundation do exactly? How do you help the vets?
What is my foundation? You can look up GarySiniseFoundation.org.
Okay.
It supports veterans, first responders, active duty, Gold Star families. Our
Good.
Wounded, we've built multiple specially adapted mortgage-free homes for badly wounded folks. We're taking care of, we're providing grants all over for first responders. We provide training and equipment. And there are so many programs at the Gary Sinise Foundation. It's a very broad mission because prior to the creation of the foundation, I was involved with a lot of different organizations, just trying to help them support our active duty and military and Gold Star children and all of that. We have a huge program for the children of our fallen heroes at the Gary Sinise Foundation. If you go to the Gary Sinise Foundation website and you look at our YouTube channel, you'll see dozens and dozens of videos showing our programs in action and all the different things that we do there.
Last question for you. We just have about a minute. How cool was it when you had those moments where you were the rhythm section with your son? He was on the drums, you were on the bass, and the Lieutenant Dan band.
Oh, gosh. Those were... My son was our number two drummer, and he was an excellent, excellent drummer. He picked it up when he was 9 years old, and he could do it right away, and he just got better and better and better all the way into college and everything, and he became the drummer that I would, if my drummer couldn't be there, I would ask Mac to do it. And he was just an excellent drummer. There are some videos out there that show he and I playing together. And there's videos of him, as I said, in the studio watching this orchestra play his music. If you look up Mac Sinise YouTube, you'll see these amazing videos of him sitting there in his wheelchair listening, and there's also him playing harmonica. He couldn't play drums anymore, but he picked up the harmonica. He was in a hospital bed,
wow.
And he had limited use of his hands and arms, but he taught himself how to play the harmonica. And so there's a video of him playing Shenandoah with an orchestra backing him up, and it's really, really beautiful.
Gary Sinise, so much great work on the screen and even more great work off the screen. Go to GarySiniseFoundation.org as well. Gary, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Gary.
Congrats on all the great work.
I sure appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, good stuff. We'll take a quick break. We'll hear a little bit more of Mac Sinise on the way out. And come on back on Sports Byline.